Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. We're at the Vermont Captive Insurance Association's annual conference in Burlington, Vermont. And joining us now is Lori Gorman. She's the Deputy Commissioner of North Carolina's Captive Insurance Companies Division. Lori, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here in person in beautiful Vermont.
Well, can you tell us a bit about North Carolina's captive market?
Captive insurance companies will find a favorable environment in North Carolina. Our economy is strong, and since the enactment of our 2013 captive insurance companies law, captive industry has had nearly a $200 million positive economic impact on our state. Recently, CNBC named North Carolina as the top state in the country for doing business. And despite being a late entrant into the captive market and industry, our state is now ranked as the fourth largest domicile in the country. And I believe this demonstrates the commitment our Commissioner Mike Causey, our legislature, and the North Carolina Captive Insurance Association has made to making North Carolina a great home for captive insurance companies.
So what types of coverages are companies moving into captives in the state?
Primarily now, the captive insurance companies are writing property and casualty risks that are regulated in North Carolina. We've also seen noted growth in the formation of medical stop-loss captives, and the use of cell structures and series structures is on the rise. Captive owners come from many different industries, primarily manufacturing, information technology, financial services, and transportation and healthcare.
I understand there recently have been amendments to the state's Captive Insurance Act. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those changes?
Yes, that's correct. With the passage of Senate Bill 347, which contained technical corrections, there's also been a modification to the way in which captives can request an exemption from the annual audit requirement. Now captives can request this exemption if an audit would pose a financial hardship. And the request for this type of exemption for a financial burden would be considered on a case-by-case basis by the commissioner. Importantly, this new legislation also includes a provision of a premium tax holiday for both onshore and offshore captive insurers redomesticating to our state.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So what do you see as some of the biggest challenges as a regulator today?
Some of the biggest challenges that our industry, as well as other industries, are seeing in our state and possibly other domiciles is the recruitment and retention of quality personnel. We saw this trend even before the pandemic, and it's become more critical since then. The industry, I think, as a whole will need to work to educate a diverse workforce that a career in insurance can be both interesting and rewarding.
And looking ahead, where do you see big opportunities for captives?
I see captive insurers with the hardening market and inflation. Captive companies of all sizes can take benefit from forming a captive insurer. Some captive insurers may want to access the reinsurance market with its lower cost and fewer regulatory obstacles. And some captive insurers can provide greater flexibility in tailoring insurance coverages to meet a company's exact needs.
Lori, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
For AM Best TV in Burlington, Vermont, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.